You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Friday. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny, and we are the team at BadgersWire.com. I am a former play-by-play broadcaster for Badger Sports, a former Wisconsin student, recent alum. Ben is a current Wisconsin student. We are the team, as I said, at BadgersWire.com, covering Wisconsin football and basketball at USA Today Sports and all things recruiting. And a big recruiting episode today because class of 2022 commit Cade Iacomelli joins the Locked On Badgers podcast today to talk his decision to come to Wisconsin, how he gained 75 pounds in 2 years and put on some mass. More about his Pennsylvania sports background. Ben, of course, got into that with him. Ben, it was a really fun interview with Cade, and I'm excited to get to it.
Before we do that, I'm a man of promises. I make many promises, most of which I follow up on. So yesterday on Twitter, I received the great honor of Big Game Boomer. Yes, the infamous Big Game Boomer, calling me one of the best Twitter accounts to follow for the University of Wisconsin sports.
At Ben Z. Kenny, by the way.
At Ben Z. Kenny. So I ran a poll and I asked the people, would they rather be one of Wisconsin's best Twitter accounts to follow by Big Game Boomer, none other than Big Game Boomer, or be verified like you are and be part of the infamous Twitter establishment?
And you can have insight on wild polls like these if you follow at Locked On Badgers on Twitter.
So I said I would read the results on this episode. I don't know if you've seen them, but I think you know how they came out. There are 50 minutes left in the poll, so there's still time for you to come back. But 71% chose my side and said they would rather be one of Big Game Boomer's favorite Wisconsin Twitter accounts. Case rested.
All right, so first of all, at Locked On Badgers on Twitter with this poll, you framed it in a way that you could not lose. You wrote this up, and
I don't think I've lost anything.
If you haven't seen this, here's how Ben framed it. He said that the two options were A, be verified and be part of the establishment, or B, be deemed one of Wisconsin's best Twitter accounts to follow by Big Game Boomer. Yeah, I wonder who I would choose. Make sure you choose Locked On Badgers whenever you're listening to a Wisconsin podcast and follow us on Spotify, drop a review on Apple, and make sure you know exactly when we are posting episodes or, as I said, ridiculous polls that are very biased towards one of our hosts at Locked On Badgers on Twitter. You'll know about both the episodes and the polls over there on Twitter.
Asher, I think I have won every poll we've ran, though. The drafts.
Looks like I'll write the next one. And I
you wrote all the draft ones. You just
that's not special.
Your best game day tradition was going home to watch UCLA.
Wow, I just got an email from Brian Mason, by the way, about Wisconsin's policy on name, image, and likeness as we're recording this.
So did I.
Have you heard that email, that little email ping? That was why. NIL, baby. It's NIL day. It's also Cade Iacomelli Day here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. And without further ado, we're going to get to our interview with the three-star Wisconsin commit out of Pennsylvania, a 6 foot, 195 pound athlete, played running back and safety in high school. Wisconsin also had him listed at slot receiver when he came to camp back in June. So a versatile player to say the least, and a really fun guy to talk to. Ben, I really enjoyed this conversation with him.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. I'm loving the 2022 class. I mean, even since we interviewed Curtis Neal on Monday and talked about his efforts to get Joe Brunner, among others, to commit, class landed Joe Brunner. I like how the class is coming together, and it's good that there is a group, you know, that we can get to know and look forward to them getting to Wisconsin.
It's all come together really quickly here in the last couple of weeks. And one of those guys that has committed in the last couple of weeks, Cade Iacomelli, is up right now on Locked On Badgers. Joining us on Locked On Badgers, and for the second time this week, we can say this, a class of 2022 commit all of a sudden. This is a massive class after having Miles as the only guy. Miles Burkett is the only guy for so long. The Badgers now have in the double digits of commits, with most of them coming in the last 14 days. Ben and I are thrilled to be joined by Cade Iacomelli. For everybody out there saying Iacomelli, it is Iacomelli, a 6 foot, 195-pound athlete out of Pennsylvania, a guy that camped at Wisconsin and then made the decision quickly after that in June. Cade, welcome to the Locked On Badgers podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
First question we always start with, and I'm going to add a little bit to this question for you, but I always start with why Wisconsin, and it's a question that Ben and I were asked a million times as two guys that came to Wisconsin from out of the state, and you're from that same state that Ben came from in Pennsylvania. But to add to this a little bit, you said, and I read this in an interview with you a couple of weeks ago, but you said you would accept the Badger offer on the spot if they gave it to you at camp. You didn't accept it exactly on the spot, but what made you so confident before even visiting that Wisconsin was the place?
I went down the day before the camp and I kind of did like my own kind of tour of everything. And obviously, like I know Wisconsin's a great football program. I know it's an awesome school. And then to obviously like see how, I guess you could say, beautiful the campus is, and then know like how good of guys the coaches are. And like, even on the plane ride down, like I sat next to this one lady and she was like, she kind of made me feel, I guess you could say, like the Wisconsin pride. Kind of like all that tied into play. And it just felt like home from the very beginning. So that's pretty much it.
Were there any specific highlights of that weekend overall or your visit, or just like first impressions of Madison as a city?
I mean, not really. I think it was pretty much everything. I mean, obviously, like the thing that really stood out to me was the people there. I mean, I say this in every interview, anytime people ask me, for me, the thing that was kind of like set in stone was the people, like how good people the coaches are, how good people the players are, and all around, like just the people on the campus and like the fan base and pretty much everybody there. I think it's just a very great place with a lot of great people. So I want to be a part of it.
So there was a lady on the plane that made you feel that Wisconsin spirit.
Yeah, it was weird. I passed out like for an hour and then I woke up, and then for the next like hour and a half, I was talking to her about pretty much like everything about Wisconsin. She was telling me about cheese curds. Like she was telling me about the Capitol. Like she was really hyping that place up. So it was.
we got recruiters all over the place, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Talking about the coaching staff specifically, and maybe your path when you get to the program. So in high school, you played running back and safety.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And then it says you also played slot receiver when you got to camp. I mean, I assume you don't know yet because you're listed as an athlete, and I'm sure you've talked to the coaches, but is there any position like you want to play or like a path that you want to take, or is it just like, I just want to go and be able to contribute however I can?
This is going to sound really cliche, but that's pretty much what it is. I mean, my goal is pretty much just to go in there and pretty much do, I mean, obviously earn a spot. And then after that, pretty much just, I mean, kind of take over from there. So I'll pretty much play wherever they want me to play. And then, you know, go from there and just, you know, play on Saturdays.
You had some very different types of schools interested in you. When you take Wisconsin, a Big Ten school, huge university, right? All this rah-rah stuff, people on the plane telling you about the Capitol and the cheese curd. And then you had a bunch of Ivy Leagues that had offered you, including Penn, a school pretty close to you, and some military academies as well. So what made it Big Ten for you over those kind of other experiences? I mean, because the academics and the training at those types of schools, Ivy's, military academies, that's world-class stuff.
I mean, for me, it's just like, I mean, I grew up watching Big Ten my whole life. Like I was a huge Big Ten fan. I love watching college football. And I mean, this might, I guess you could say my big thing with everything was I'm a football player first. I mean, that's probably not like the best thing you would say.
No, it's NIL now. you're not a student athlete anymore. It's NIL. Come on.
That is true. But I mean, obviously like I'm going to have great grades. My mom gets me on that stuff. But for me personally, I really pride myself in the sport. So, I mean, Wisconsin was definitely higher in athletics on all those, I mean, off the charts on all those schools. So it was pretty much an easy decision for me.
And Wisconsin's got a great academic culture as well, I will add.
They do.
Ben and I have been through the rigors of Wisconsin academics.
Going through it.
Ben's still in it. Who was your team growing up?
My team growing up actually was, I was a huge Nittany Lion. I was a big Penn State guy.
That's what I was going to ask.
I actually have a hat, like in my room, a Big Ten championship hat when Penn State beat Wisconsin. So, because I was, I was rooting for the wrong team that day, but that's.
So you're not going to bring that to Madison, I take.
No,
people, I'm from the other side. I'm from Philadelphia. So people down on my side of Pennsylvania aren't fond of the Nittany Lions. So it was a very easy transition. Asher mentioned NIL, and this is down the road, obviously, because you're still in high school, but how much you think the going rate for a Cade Iacomelli tweet will be?
Man, I really have no idea. I mean, I hope a lot, but who knows? We'll see what happens. I don't even really know anything about that stuff, really. But
right.
I mean, I think it's really cool, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
Get it started.
I will tell you, it's been a wide range. If you look at what different college athletes are charging, I think it was, is it De'Aaron King, Ben, that's charging $10,000
for
like a 20-minute appearance on something?
Per hour.
Yeah. He's doing this for free, guys. So we're happy to have him all about Dodgers. Per hour, yeah, $10,000 per hour. And then some other guys are like 20, 30 bucks. So it's a wide range. You can make some money if you want to make some money.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's unbelievable.
So I have a video up in front of me of some workout you were doing, and you were doing a 71-inch box jump.
I'm pretty sure it was 70. I don't think it was 71.
Okay, whatever.
Ben's trying to give you more.
All right, I'm trying to hype you up. Whatever. That's still the height of someone who's like 5'10", which is ridiculous. So I assume you could dunk. My question was going to be, when were you like first able to dunk?
It was so last year in quarantine, like around April, I was outside with my dad and we were screwing around, blah, blah. And then I was like, why don't I try to dunk it? Because I've been dunking like little like tennis balls and everything. And then he was like, okay, go ahead. So I get a basketball. It was like, I think it was like my 18th or something try. Like I had to get it perfect. And then I ran in there and like just got it over and slammed it in the video. I'm like, ah, like I thought I was so big and everything. But now it's a lot easier. Now I kind of just run it and do it. But before it was April 2nd, I think the exact day. And we have it on video. Actually, I was really pumped about it.
That's something I'll never be able to do. But I've always had the discussion of when you're like 40-year-old, 50-year-old playing in like men's league rec basketball, whether it's cooler to dunk or hit every single three you take. And I always say the threes.
I mean, that's a debate.
I think it's got to be threes. But has it always been football for you, Cade, growing up? Has it always been football from a young age? Like, I want to be a D1 football player. Are there other sports that have come into the equation?
When I was growing up, I did football, basketball, and baseball. And I was one of those guys that pretty much like just loved whatever sport was like in season.
Awesome.
When I hit like 11, I think 11 years old, I quit baseball because I thought it was really boring. And then I was going into my sophomore year and I quit basketball because I wanted to play sophomore year. And I was like 5'6", 130. And I knew I had to get a lot more like weight to play as a sophomore. So I pretty much quit that and just like gained like, I think it was 35, 40 pounds. So I was happy about that, but my bad. I'm getting off topic. To answer your question.
Oh, you're good. Hold up. Did you say you gained 35 to 40 pounds in a year?
Yeah, I gained 30. I went from 135 to 165. Then I went from 165 to 195.
What did you do?
I gained close to that amount in the last like year and a half in quarantine.
Yeah, not in muscle,
just like a different kind of weight.
Muscle.
I mean, this might sound kind of gross, but I've been doing it for like 2.5 years now. But what I'll do is I'll eat like for breakfast. I'll eat so much to where I feel sick, and then I'll drink a protein shake that has like 40 grams of protein in it. And I'll do the same thing for lunch and the same thing for dinner. Like even at school, I'll pack like protein shakes at school. I go to the bathroom and drink protein shakes in school. Like it's horrible, but that's
sneaking away to go drink or something. You're sneaking away to go chug protein shakes in class.
Yeah. That's it. Like, it was funny because like you obviously, you know, like kids vaping in the bathroom and stuff is like a thing.
Well, set off my fire alarm every single week.
So well, it's weird because I'd be in there drinking a protein shake and like the police and look at me and then just turn around and walk out because I'd be in there for so long because I'm like making it shake. You know what I mean? Like it's funny.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it's funny.
Today's episode interview with Cade Iacomelli is brought to you by betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing every night. The Brewers are on absolute fire. And if Ben actually followed his own advice and bet on the Brewers every single night, he'd be up a lot of money right now.
Yeah, that is true. I stopped doing that, but I should have. And I would have done it through Bet Online. You could take Frank Kaminsky and the Suns to win the NBA Finals.
Too soon. Too soon. Bet Online is the best place to bet on basketball, of course, to bet on the Bucks, Hawks. That line is back to about even now for the series, which is pretty wild movement. after Giannis's injury, of course. But make sure you're not sitting on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the championship or prep for their run to the playoffs. Head to the website right now. Use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit if you use the code LOCKEDON, all caps. Locked On is the code for 50% added to your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
So we talked to, so during the 2021 cycle, when we would have commits on the podcast, they would talk about this group chat they had, the commit group chat, where they would kind of add other people that were thinking about Wisconsin and were on the fence, kind of add them to the group chat, try to lure them in. So we talked to Curtis Neal about the group chat, and he said he was talking to Joe Brunner, who has since committed, and other guys who were on his visits. Are there any, have you done any of that, like inter-class recruiting?
I mean, yeah, we actually have our own group chat, actually. I forget what it's called, but I mean, we're all in it. We pretty much text a lot. We're actually all going to try to go up. I think we were talking about the opener, like against Penn State, which I'm pretty much excited for because,
you know, you're going to leave that hat at home though.
The hat will definitely stay at home. Don't worry. But yeah, I mean, we've been talking a little bit. I actually, me and JT, I don't want to pronounce his last name wrong. Is it Seagraves or something? The tight end that committed. We actually were talking, and everything. We had a really fun time. Me and him, we were screwing around at nights and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, for the most part, I mean, we're all talking, it's all a collective group, and you know, we're all excited to be Badgers and be teammates.
Yeah. Do you have any guys that haven't committed yet that you've added and are trying to like hype up Wisconsin to them?
Well, I mean, pretty much not at the moment, but the guys that I have been hyping up to have committed, which I'm kind of excited for. So
right. Nice to that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the guys that have committed that were on my official visit, I was pretty much, because I committed the first day, and after that I was kind of, I wasn't that annoying guy, but I was chirping a little bit. Like, come on, yeah. You know what I mean?
With the class of 2022 and that visit you took for camp, who were guys that maybe have committed, maybe haven't committed? You said JT was one of them that you maybe clicked with at camp, or were there current players on Wisconsin's team that you really clicked with that gave you some good advice, some good mentor leadership?
I mean, I feel like all the players pretty much made it kind of like a good experience for all of us. My host Hayden Rucci did a great job. I mean, you could just tell, like, just by hanging out with him, he's a tough dude. But I mean,
did he drink protein shakes in the bathroom also?
I don't know about that, but I mean, I could tell him and his brother was with us too. But it was a flat out awesome time. All the recruits had an awesome time. All the players, I feel like, had a great time with us. I kept joking around with them. I kept saying thanks because, I mean, come on, like what college kid wants to just hang around some high school kid like for a night or two nights, my bad. But I told him like he really kind of took me under his wing, which I really appreciated. And I mean, they did that for all the recruits, which is another thing. Like I talk about the people there, which kind of, you know, sealed the deal for me, not just me, but everybody.
I couldn't get to the end of this without asking. I'm from Philadelphia, Harrison City. I looked at a map. It's very close to Pittsburgh. Are you a big like Pittsburgh sports fan, like all Western Pennsylvania?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, obviously, I don't love everything Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm a Steelers fan, and I love the Penguins, like the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey. Yeah, I do. I do like the Penguins. I'm sorry. I do like the Penguins.
I honestly forgot, Ben, there were like two Pennsylvanias in terms of sports.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing Pittsburgh does have going for them is all their teams have the same color scheme.
Yeah, that is true.
Really effective.
And we have a thing nice now. Ballpark. A very nice ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah. Team just sucks. A thing at Wisconsin now with Cole Caulfield graduating this year, going to the Canadiens, and now being like one of the best players on their team. We have a thing where we just follow whichever Badger grad like goes to the NHL or wherever, like those are the teams we end up following. So you could drop the Penguin fandom.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's going to be pretty hard to drop that. I do really enjoy it. I've been growing up being a huge Penguin. I even have a poster, I think, of when they went back to back. I'm a huge Penguin guy. So I apologize.
Today's interview with Kay Docomelli is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. All 9 delicious flavors available right now, with the highlights being mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. And the best part about those 9 flavors, I only mentioned a few of them, but they're all phenomenal, is that you can get them all in a mixed box. Two of each bar in that mixed box. It's the way to go if you're ordering Built Bars. Why would you order a Built Bar? Not just the incredible flavors, not just the incredible taste, but the protein packed in there. 17 to 18 grams of protein packed into every single bar. 130 to 180 calories in every single Built Bar. The perfect post-workout snack. Order today. Get raspberry, mint brownie, whatever the heck you like at BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order. Use LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Yeah, I got some advice for Wisconsin that I didn't follow and that I should have followed, but you have to go to hockey games, man. They are so fun. I waited way too long. I don't think I went to one until like my junior year, and then I went to one and I was like, oh my goodness, this is insane. Like, they have coordinated chants. I didn't know what was going on. It's like the school that I cover, that I went to all the sporting events that weren't hockey. I know all these chants, and then I get to this hockey game and it's like a whole different experience. And you should definitely go to a ton of men's and women's hockey games. Our women's hockey team's the best in the country, and our men's hockey team has NHL guys every single year. It's awesome.
Well, then I'll definitely be at a game. I will definitely be at a game. Don't worry.
I've one last question. So you were a Penn State fan in a previous life. Are those games against the Nittany Lions in the future, like, is that going to have a little more juice for you, like going up against them?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Every game is, I'm going to be juiced, but. Well, yeah, 100%. Definitely. Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely going to have like a little bit of chip on my shoulder. Without a doubt. That's definitely just because, like, you know, I mean, that's the school, like, growing up, I was watching Saquon Barkley growing up. Like, I always, like, you know, like, that was my, like, man, if they offer me, I'm going to go there. And once I experienced Madison, I was like, Penn State's not really my dream anymore. You know what I mean? Like, even if they would have offered, I still would have went to Madison. That's pretty much how I feel now. But yes. I'm definitely going to play juiced up against them.
And Saquon's a really good guy to grow up watching and rooting for.
Yeah, no. I remember the game against Iowa when he, like, that was, yeah, his Iowa game was unbelievable.
About Penn State, is your family going to have, like, that split jersey maybe? Is anybody in your family, like, a huge Penn State fan? They're going to have that half-and-half jersey?
No, actually. No one – it's weird. We're Penn State a Penn State family, but no one in my family actually did go to Penn State. My grandfather actually went to Maryland. So I don't know. I don't know where the Penn State kind of like I guess you could say, like, fan base kind of in my family came from. But I mean, now don't get me wrong, we're all 100% Badgers. So, but that's
and yeah. Speaking of being 100% Badgers, last thing from me, Kate, if you have a message to Badger fans right now, what would it be?
I mean, get ready for a lot of games, ready for a lot of winning. I mean, I couldn't be more excited to play in front of you guys. And I mean, I'm just pumped to go out and win. Maybe win a Big Ten championship, win a Rose Bowl, win a national championship. Can't wait.
Kate Iacomelli, Penn Trafford High School, Harrison City, PA. Thank you for hopping on Locked On Badgers.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
As always, on Wisconsin, we will see you on Monday.